Oh, isn't it lovely and decadent to go shopping on a Sunday? Look at all these shops.
Yes, Tesco, Asda, Safeway.
They're all open, every one of them.
Yeah. No, they're not. Look, there's one place locked up. It says closed and for sale.
What is it?
Would you, Adam and Eve, it's the church.
Very latest news on the news headline, starring Roy Hart, June Whitfield, Chris Emmett, Janet Brown, Nicola McAuliffe, and Alison Steadman, with David Furman and the Peter Moss Headliners.
Thank you very much indeed, folks, and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what the bailiffs do for Carol Thatcher.
Well,
today's our 300th show. Oh, 300 headlines, eh? 2,000 Joan Collins jokes, 15,000 double entendres, and 18,000 examples of lavatory humour. And that's just this week's script, but I'm happy to say, but on to the nitty-gritty. I see on the money front, the German currency has been rallying against sterling. The pound is now worth 2.89 beach towels. And I see that travellers on long-distance trains will no longer be able to dip into a book of mystery and fiction. British Rail are scrapping their timetable. Yes. Yes, we are hoping to stop all the complaints by getting rid of timetables, I ask you. Blimey, at least the gas board tell you which day they're not going to turn up, don't they? And London Underground, they're getting rid of 5,000 staff. That's right. They're sending them all on the Northern Line, you know. Some good news, though. 9 out of 10 letters are getting there on time. The post office are delivering the other one, but... Oh, but did you see there was a power cut during an investiture at the palace? When the lights came back on, the Queen had knighted 4 corgis. Now, Princess Di reckons she does all the sewing on the prince's trousers. Now, we know why they all walk with their hands behind their backs. And in Australia, hundreds of ballet fans demanded their money back after complaining they could hear Rudolf Nureyev's joints creaking on stage. They were especially worried about what might happen during the Nutcracker Suite, didn't they? Well, the silliest story of the week, my favourite, must be those prisoners being held in police cells who are having to live on a diet of takeaway curries. The custody sergeant has to send a canary in to see if it's safe to open the door.
University, Politics Module 4E. Question 1. The Thatcher Foundation is A. A type of corset worn by ex-prime ministers. B. A novel way of demonstrating that Mark Thatcher is an even bigger plonker than everyone thought. C. Something else entirely.
I don't know, but I know a man who does.
Okay, yeah, like, hi, I'm Mark Thatcher. That's T-H-A-T-C... Where did I get to? Mark Thatcher's the name. You've probably heard of me.
For God's sake, Mark, I'm your father.
Oh, great, super. Nice pad, old man. Now to business, the Thatcher Foundation. Thought I'd drop by on my way stateside.
Oh, dear, Mark, can't you stay? What a shame. Boo-hoo. I will still. I mustn't keep you. Bye-bye.
Well, obviously. Obviously, I'll be staying on a little bit.
Oh, God, drink?
Rather.
No, I need one.
Hey, okay, say when.
I am too sexy for my show. What are you staring at? Never seen anyone drink a yard before.
Not a gin, no.
Just a splash of tonic. You swine, you've drowned it. Still, waste not.
Say, Pops, where's the old dragon?
Don't you call your mother names. That's my job.
So where is she?
You just said on the telly she's in the Middle East.
You don't believe them.
She told me she was popping out to make some tea.
Dames, eh? Always changing their mind.
The last time she changed her mind, well, I won't go into details, but 9 months later you appeared. Oh, no wonder she's not done it again.
Done what again?
Changed her mind, for goodness sake. But now it happens all the time. I mean, take this referendum. It's a complete U-turn. At times I feel like I'm speaking to three different women.
Funny you should say that.
Good God, the piranha. Where did you spring from?
I've been here all the time.
Well, I've just seen you on the telly.
Dennis, I want to show you something I've never shown anyone else before.
Mark, leave the room. Right, my old nutcracker. Chocks away.
Well, you've probably wondered where all this Thatcher Foundation money's been invested.
Knowing Mark, I guess BCCI.
Well, you've heard of cloning, genetic reproduction.
Oh, I love it when you talk dirty, Margaret.
Well, Dennis, I'd like you to meet Margaret. Hello. And may I introduce Margaret. What the hell are you staring at?
My God, you mean there are three of you?
Well, of course there are.
So much tonic,
they used to laugh when I'd say we, but it wasn't some silly conceit. For Maggie's one and two and three. We all of us moved to Downing Street. I'd talk of Grantham in my softest voice.
I'd scream and shout.
Who'd need more choice? I'd learn that Mark was lost and shed a tear.
I never cry.
Rejoice, rejoice. Where Maggie's A
and B
and C. Where complacent
or strident
or sweet.
And nations learn to bend the knee. The night we arrive in Downing Street.
It wasn't only nations either, I promise you. I'd wander home with fingers crossed, for I'd never be sure which I'd meet. I'm back!
Sit down. Come here.
Get lost.
What nights we all had in Downing Street.
At first I'd often have a gentle word.
Have second thoughts.
Then I'd come third.
Well, problems always come in threes, they say.
That must be true.
Don't be absurd.
Where Maggie's one and two and three.
How can any of your husband compete?
Yes, voters cheered for me.
Me. The night we arrived in Downing
Street. Oh, frightening Teddy Joy and Babs. There's just one thing wrong with this.
What, you little jerk?
Well, you're not really clones, are you? I mean, one's the tear in the eye I love daddy, Maggie.
Oh, now you've set me off again.
The other's the RSM school matron. Watch out, lads. The old bat's on the warpath again, Maggie.
How dare you talk to me like that, you worm?
I mean, you'd be at each other's throats.
I'm sure we can work something out.
Oh, shut up, you big soft girl blood.
Oh, no, he's quite right. I shall have to take up the flooring.
What?
Take up the flooring. Take up the flooring.
Oh, dear God. Oh, what was that?
I said, wake up, you're snoring. Oh.
terrible thing. I had an awful dream.
Oh, what was that, darling?
When I dreamt there were two extra Maggies. One nice and one horrid.
Oh, silly Dennis. I'll look after you.
You stupid man.
Because I really love you. Even if you are a fool.
Oh, no. There's only one cure for this.
What's that?
Hangbag!
Oh, 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 no! Oh, no! Oh, no!
Now, did you read the other day that scientists have finally established that excessive consumption of coffee is not necessarily harmful to your health? Not unless you drink it anyway. Now, Headlines took this with a pinch of salt. Well, sugar's bad for you. And followed a heavy coffee drinker on a visit to his GP. Come in.
Oh, morning, Dr. Adams.
Mr. Friggins.
Yes?
Yes, what seems to be the trouble today?
Oh, you've got to help me, Doctor. I think I've been drinking too much coffee.
Really? Well, what makes you think that?
Well, I'll show you. Take a look at this.
My word, that is big, isn't it?
Well, the wife prefers a family size, eh?
Yes, I'm sure she does. Here, let's have another look. Very black, isn't it?
You think a dollop of cream might help?
Me, I don't know. Show it to us again. No, no. Mr. Friggins, my advice to you is quite straightforward.
What's that, Doctor?
Sit there and don't stir.
That the 948 Coventry to Wolverhampton has been cancelled due to a llama on the line.
Llama on the... Oh, Sue, is that the best you can do?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it sounded a bit unbelievable. The powers that be say we should make announcements more convincing.
Well, all right, then. I'll give it a whirl.
The 948 Coventry to Wolverhampton has been cancelled due to the wrong type of llama on the line.
Headlines, hello.
Hello?
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 We are those two sisters aged 81 and 82 what reported their car stolen. We are those two sisters what had their car stolen.
Yes, yeah, well, I see. Well, what's your name?
Yes, it is a shame. But no, we did not have it stolen.
Hello?
Hello? We have had our car stolen. Quiet, Earl. Now, don't listen to her. She is deaf in one ear and can't hear out the other. Who is?
Did you inform the police, did you?
Hello?
Oh.
Police? Our car has been stolen.
But I understand you claim the insurance.
Insurance company? Thank you for sending our money.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh. Yes. Secret of comedy timing, you know.
Yes. We reported it stolen, but we forgot we left it at the garage.
Well, why are you phoning me?
We forgot which garage.
Oh. Now, come on, ladies and gentlemen. Best of order, please. Best of order. Let's have a bit of hush for our biggest liar in the world contest. Now, we've got some wonderful and talented contestants here today. But I must warn them that anything less than a thoroughly convincing lie will result in immediate disqualification. And I'm sure we're all happy to be here. Ah, yes. See, our lie detector's working as well. Good. So without any more ado, can we have our first contestant, please?
Hello? Is this on? Right. I am T. Ipex, and I compile government unemployment statistics.
Sorry, no professional liars allowed. Next.
Me name's Kylie Gumtree, and I'm an actress from Neighbours.
Unconvincing lie, there are no actresses in Neighbours. Next.
My name is Kirk Wags. Stop. And I am
high. Yes. Go on. What does a wagstaff do?
Well, I make love to my wife for 15 times a night. Then I go to work and have a passionate fling with my secretary in the tea breaks and the lunch hour.
Next.
Hello, big boy.
Well, it didn't sound like a lie to me.
My husband and I went fishing the other day, and he hooked a 50-foot-long two-headed cod with hands instead of flippers and a Captain Birdseye beard.
We want genuine lives here, not people who live at Sellafield. Next, please. And make it more convincing, please.
I jumped in a taxi and came straight here to tell you.
Wrong. No taxi driver goes straight to anywhere.
I just wanted to say I frequently go to one of them topless massage parlors and have my ball spot rubbed. Yeah.
Thank you, Dougie. Next.
It's a pun on topless.
You'll be a pun.
Oh, right. I'll sit
down. My name is Gabriella Sabatini, the only surgeon to be seated for Wimbledon. I rode here on Shergar, giving a lift to Lord Lucan, left my horse with Elvis, and an alien cabbage creature who had parked his spaceship on the dark side of the moon.
Go on, you got me convinced.
Having got served straight away at the post office, heard a sensible British Rail excuse, and sat laughing through an episode of Spitting Image, I went to see a used car salesman specializing in Skodas.
Sorry, everybody knows Skodas don't last long enough to be second-hand. Well... That was An Evening with Nicola McCall. Well, I'm afraid it looks like we haven't got a winner this year. None of you is a convincing liar. The contest's off.
What are you talking about? What about him? He's lying through his teeth.
What, old Bunky Bill here?
Why, hey.
Sorry, missus. I'll be the judge. Who are you, anyway?
Who am I? I am Mrs. Wagstaff, his wife, that's who. And he has to be the world's biggest liar. All that stuff about making love to me 15 times a night.
What about it?
You've got to be joking. It's at least 25.
Oh, no!
Come in.
You wanted to see me, Glenys, isn't it?
Hello, Neil.
Good morning, Neil.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was your Tupperware morning. I'll come back later.
No, Neil. It's Claire Short and Barbara Castle. We're having an important meeting.
Oh, could we get on, please? I've got an important engagement later.
Oh, what, another one of your meetings with some feminist group discussing the debasement and exploitation of page 3 girls?
No, I'm trying to get tickets for the Chippendale show tonight. Hairy, hunky and huge.
Knickers, knackers, knockers.
Well, what did you want me to interrupt for? I was having a lovely time upstairs playing with my Nintendo.
You what?
It's a new video game called Backstabber. It's lovely, lovely. It's all about the Tory party and their internal squabbling. The idea is to try and get John Major safely into a federal Europe on one hand, while with the other, you have to ward off murderous attacks on Tebbit and Thatcher before Bart Simpson has finished eating his shorts. I said, but...
That's why I sent for you, Neil. It's all very well gloating over the mess Major's misfits are in right now. We in the Labour Party have got to make it clear what our European policies are if we want to win the next election.
Well, it's simple, isn't it? Doesn't need discussion.
Oh, doesn't it?
No, whatever the Tories say, I always disagree with them.
That's not a policy. That's bloody mindedness.
Oh, Joe, who asked you to stick your oar in? Go on, get back to writing your soppy novels.
Soppy novels?
Yes, and why aren't you just in pink? Every time I see you, you look like an explosion in a marshmallow factory.
I'm not Barbara Cartland, and I'm Barbara Castle.
Well, what the...
Do you mind, Barbara? Only I'm allowed to call him that. Oh. That'll be my other special guest. Hello.
Bonjour.
Ladies, Neil, I'd like you to meet the French Prime Minister, Madame Edith Cresson.
Good morning. It is a pleasure to meet you all.
Joe, I think I'll get back to my Nintendo Game Boy.
Game Boy? What is this Game Boy? Are you one of these 25% Englishmen who are homosexual?
How dare you, I'm not English, I'm Welsh. Look, you aren't I, Max Boyce. This woman, Glenys, is a couple of croissants short of a continental breakfast, isn't she? Aren't I? Look, you. No. Wasn't I?
Neil, just sit down and listen to what I've got to say, or you won't get any pudding with your dinner. And it's leek roly-poly with custard today.
Lovely.
I've asked Barbara because of her invaluable experience in Europe, Claire because she is the voice of the average woman, and Edith because she is a perfect teacher on how to be rude to foreigners.
So stick that in your pip and smack it, you tappy-nosed pipster.
Oh, Joe, you do talk a load of galls, don't you, really?
Oh, hello, Dale.
Utterly lovely to see you, lovely.
Who is this man who is built like the brick Mel Chateau?
This is my right-hand man and friend, Roy Attersley. So what is it you want, Roy?
Well, I was just passing, Neil, and I had the prescience to pop in without preamble. I thought I'd pry to your political perambulations and ask what points you prepared for public perusal.
Oh, Joe. By yellow road, there are only pinstripes here. Look.
Now, Roy, we need to work out a united stand on Europe.
Oh, not the E word, I've off.
Goodbye, Roy. Oh, I was going to ask him if he had a spare ticket for Chippendale.
Knickers, knackers, knockers.
Pigs, pigs.
Now, first on the agenda, our views on ERM. Oh, I don't believe it.
Hello, isn't it?
Mr. Kinnock, why am Walden here?
I can add nothing to what Smudger said on your program.
But John Smith didn't say anything.
Exactly.
Mr. Kinnock, let me put this to you.
Oh, Joe, don't let Mrs. Crescent hear you say that.
No. Mr. Kinnock, I really must press you on this.
You mean you want to know what my policies are on Europe?
Yes, but even more important...
You want to know what we do about the economy?
Yes, Mr. Kinnock, I would, but let's agree to put that to one side for the
moment. I will do. Right, there we are.
I hear on the grapevine that your household is after tickets for the Chippendales. And I've got some spare ones for tonight.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Ladies, Brian Wallen's got tickets for the Chippendales tonight.
Oh, knickers.
Come on, girls, don't wait up, Neil.
Peace at last. Now, where's my Nintendo? Ladies and gentlemen, it's the 300th episode of the News Hotlines, and of course it's a very emotional moment. Eh? I mean, I can't let it go by without telling you how much everyone in the show means to me. Thank you, David. I've got a team, and what a bunch of charmers. They're the tops, they're the cream, they're the pussycat's pajamas. When first I met the band, I'd say that no one else could play that way. They still play just the same today. That's my old team. We've been together now 300 shows. Everyone has gone like a dream. There ain't a bunch of people in the land as I'd swap for my dear old team. There ain't a single one as I'd drop from my dear old team. Except the entire band. Each one's a star and full of moral fiber. Chris and June really are. Actors of a high caliber.
Hello, darling.
Writers Well, I've been impressed. They never use an old cheap jest. Just British satire at its best.
Hello, Doctor!
That's my old team. I'm proud to have them on the staff. Pete Moss, the thinking man's giraffe. The audience with their subtle laugh. That's my old team. We've been together now 300 years. And it's not once been out of tune. There ain't a bunch of people in the land as I'd swap for Richard Clegg, Dirk Max, Chris, Janet, Norma, Alison, Nicola, and June. There ain't a bunch of people in the land. So let's make it 400 and so.
And finally, stop press.
A husband gave his wife a pair of earrings made from his gallstones.
Now he's really getting worried because she says she wants a matching pendant.
Paddy Ashton's wax model is 3 inches shorter than life size.
They won't say what part's missing, but he's going for a proportional representation.
A hotel is serving fish and chips and newspaper folded in the shape of a water lily.
Now customers are complaining they've got a frog in the throat.
An 80-year-old part-time British Rail porter has finally retired.
He knew it was time to pack it in when he noticed a train overtaking him.
A new report says that Chinese Rail had to make a rare apology for a train delay recently.
It was due to a Dalai Lama on the line.
And police apprehended a flasher who was found to be wearing just a plastic elephant's head.
Well, he was hoping someone would tickle his ivories, you know. And that's the end of the stop press, but I'll be back at Christmas unless I spend all my money on Sunday shopping. Ta-da for now!
News Hotline, starring Roy Hart, Chris Emmett, June Whitfield, Janet Brown, Nicola McCauliffe, Alison Steadman, with David Berman and the Peter Moss Hotliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg. Sketches were by Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, Mike Coleman, Michael Dines, Richard Stoneman, Jed Parsons, Wendy Gray, Lex Tepaniuk, Les Rowley, and Tony Wheatley. Sid Wright, Jenny Maynard, Bill Smith, Jerry Godin, Charlie Adams, Nick Thomas, Ivan Shakespeare, Richard Parker, and Clive Wichelow, with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by Bob and Barbara Bolton, Robert Linford, Phil Rosen, John Holland, Alistair Newton, Rick Freeman, Dave Dixon, and Noel Reed.
All of whom are hoping BR will place on the line our producer,
Dirk Max.
Well, that's it, folks. Thanks very much for coming along. Ta-da, Alison.
Bye-bye, Roy.
Oh, Janet, thanks, sir.
Oh, my pleasure, Roy.
Mm. Oh, Nicholas, really smashing to work with you.
Oh, yes. I enjoyed it. Sort of.
Sort of?
Well, to be honest, I was just a bit disappointed.
Really?
Is it 15 years you've been doing this?
Well, 16, actually.
Well, even though you've had such a high profile for all that time, today, for me, there was something missing.
What? Not enough satire? You'd like more songs?
No. Oh, perhaps I shouldn't ask, but whatever happened to your emu?